Hey everyone, my name is Karen Waxman and I'm the founder of a company called Retail MBA. And today I want to talk about a question that comes up all of the time in my workshops and classes. People always ask me, Karen, how do I get my product into Toys R Us? I have this great toy product and I really want to get it into Toys R Us. Do you have any tips or quick suggestions that can support me in getting my product into Toys R Us? And so that's what this little video is all about, just to help you actualize your dream of getting into retailers such as Toys R Us. So what can I tell you about Toys R Us? Well, the first thing I'll tell you is that the toy industry in general in the retail space, pretty competitive. You probably already know that. There are these major brands that kind of take over the store shelves. And so the problem with that is that when it's a very, very competitive market, you know, you really have to either come up with something super new, super innovative, or you have to prove a lot of sales, right? So, because that's usually what happens with these types of retailers. You know, since they're already packed in with, you know, products are already selling and so forth, it's very competitive. They're going to look for super new, super interesting, super innovative, or products that are already doing really, really well and has some reason why the buyer is going to believe that your product's going to sell in their stores. So the reason I mention that is because if you want to sell to Toys R Us, my recommendation is to always go after Toys R Us first, right? Because why not? If that's your dream, you should go after Toys R Us. But also know that all of your competitors who have toy products are reaching out to Toys R Us too. And the problem with that is that when it really gets to that type of thing, you know, the buyers tend to say no more and so forth. But that doesn't mean that you don't have a great product. And it doesn't mean that you shouldn't go after retailers. And it doesn't mean you should ultimately end up selling to Toys R Us. So the recommendation is to go after Toys R Us. Start and see if they would be interested in your product. Obviously, there's ways to cultivate a magical message to get your products into that retail store. Or what I would do, and if they say no to you, the other recommendation is to go after all the other retailers who sell toy products. All the major retailers sell toy products. A lot of them, Walgreens, you know, Walmart, Target, all sorts of, you know, department stores, they sell different toys. So I would go after all those different retailers, start building out your business, because some of your competitors aren't even thinking about going after different types of retailers beyond just the toy industry and so forth. So that's something to consider. That's how you grow and build your brand. You start getting your products sold at different retailers, then you go after that really super competitive retailer. I mean, you should still always try, but if they say no to you, you should always go back with some proven sales and then try and get your products into that retail store. And that's what I would say about a retailer such as Toys R Us. Anyways, I hope that provided value for you. Please be on the lookout for the additional videos I create on retail. And if you want to know exactly how to approach, pitch, and sell to retailers such as Toys R Us, please take a look at the link below. My Retail MBA training program teaches you exactly how to do that, how to get started today with selling to chain stores. Thanks so much.